February, the Indiana House voted 92-6 in favor of a small-scale preschool pilot for 1,000 students. But when the proposal reached the Senate Education Committee last month, lawmakers balked at the $7 million cost. Dennis Cruz, the Auburn Republican who chairs the panel, says Indiana just started paying for all-day kindergarten last year and can't afford to finance pre-K as well.
The pilot wouldn't be too expensive, but the objective there is that it probably would work out. They'd want to come back and fully fund that, which could be $150 million a year, which would be a lot of money.
Without the votes to get the preschool pilot out of committee, senators replaced it with a proposal to expand the state's voluntary rating system for child care providers. About 2,300 providers already participate in the Paths to Quality program, including Monroe County United Ministries in Bloomington. The center is one of just 261 with a top-ranked level 4 rating. To get a 4, providers must be accredited. United Ministries accreditation is through the National Association for the Education of Young Children, widely seen as the gold standard for preschool programs. Development Director Rebecca Stanzi says NACE's exhaustive list of standards helps ensure quality.
It's a lot easier for us to have a program that we've bought into that is research-based, that we know is going to lead to success for the program and for the kids.
Like other Paths to Quality centers, United Ministries accepts federal child care vouchers. But Stanzi says few providers receiving child care development fund dollars go to the trouble of seeking NACE accreditation.
They have to meet basic safety regulations, 3 pages worth of safety regulations, but there's no encouragement that those federal funded vouchers try to adhere to this 87 pages of suggestions of the, you know, on-site visits that are done by accreditors, things like that.
Indiana Institute on Disability and Community Early Childhood Center Director Michael Kahn-Powers puts it bluntly.
The amended version of House Bill 1004 that passed out of committee in the Senate, you know, it really isn't going to get us further in preschool or pre-kindergarten as a state. It really is a child care bill.
Earlier this year, Kahn-Powers and his colleagues looked at how Indiana compares to states that do provide public dollars for preschool. They found that programs rated a level 3 on Paths to Quality scored much lower overall than level 4 in nationally accredited programs.
For families who, you know, whose kids, their learning, their development, their education is at risk, I don't know if the Paths to Quality system will cut it. It doesn't emphasize some of the elements of early education that research is starting to show are important.
Terry Spradlin directs the Center for Evaluation and Education Policy at Indiana University. He says of the estimated 42,000 Hoosier 4-year-olds considered at risk, only about 12,000 receive services through federally funded Head Start or special education programs. That leaves about 30,000 at-risk kids without access to services each year. Spradlin says given how long it took Indiana lawmakers to give all-day kindergarten the green light, he doubts they'll revisit pre-K before the next budget cycle in 2015.
For pre-K, hopefully it won't take a 13-year debate and discussion to become the 40th state. I'm sure by the time we fund it, there will be other states that have jumped on board too.
Earlier this month, Mississippi lawmakers approved $3 million for a small-scale preschool program. If the governor signs off on it, Indiana will be one of just 10 states that doesn't provide any public money for early childhood education. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.